A former prison warden who presided over the murders of thousands of Cambodians during the Khmer Rouge regime has been hospitalized in the nation's capital. Legal experts are concerned many of the aging leaders of the brutal Khmer Rouge government could die before Cambodians bring them to justice. Comrade Doge, the former commander of the Khmer Rouge Chol Sang prison, supervised the torture and murder of more than 14,000 Cambodians between 1975 and 1979. The victims who died under his watch were only a portion of the more than 1 million Cambodians who were murdered or died from forced labor or starvation during the Khmer Rouge government. 26 years later, in a Phnom Penh military hospital, Comrade Doge this week is receiving treatment for a swollen prostate gland under the supervision of armed guards. His lawyer says the 63-year-old was admitted last week in serious condition and may need surgery. Comrade Doge, whose real name is Kang Kik Iev, is expected to be a key witness in trials for the surviving Khmer Rouge leaders. Cambodia ratified an agreement with the United Nations last October to set up the tribunal, but as yet has not been able to come up with the $56 million needed to do so. Lau Mong Hai, the head of the legal unit at the Center for Social Development in Phnom Penh, says funds must be found as soon as possible. If the tribunal does not begin soon, he warns, former Khmer Rouge leaders will die and take evidence of their crimes with them.
If Doge were to fall very much ill and not be able to stand the trial, or if he were to disappear to die, then the rationale, the reason behind holding out the hearing to trial would be very much questionable, because in his absence, we could not find enough evidence to prove beyond reasonable doubt the guilt of the rest of the Khmer Rouge leaders.
Some money has been pledged by the Cambodian government, Japan, and Australia, but as yet has not arrived. The United Nations is seeking funds from other nations. After leaving the hospital, Comrade Doge will return to military prison where he has been in solitary confinement since 1999. Of the five other surviving Khmer Rouge leaders, one is in jail. The rest live freely among the victims of the extreme Maoist group's genocidal reign. Kate Woodsum, VOA News, Phnom Penh.